You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio. I am JR. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket can. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Thank you to everybody listening at home, at work, in the car, however, on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to people tuned in on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates. And, of course, people tuned in on a smart speaker. Yeah, I guess you're smarter than everybody, I guess. You can find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief. Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can call us here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's been a busy show. A lot has gone on. Obviously, we've talked about the return of Kevin Durant to the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets pulled his punk card and said, yo ass ain't going nowhere. And so they're going to have to run things back. I guess that's not the proper term because Kyrie Irving basically didn't play last year. And when he did, he's a part-time guy. Ben Simmons didn't play at all after he was traded. His back issue came up, and he just sat on the sidelines as a fashion staple. And then Kevin Durant suffered an MCL that pretty much torpedoed their season. Well, that's still Kyrie Irving, majority his fault, but you get my drift. They're going to come together and try to win some basketball games next season. Fingers crossed that they're actually healthy. We talked about Nick Saban picking up a new contract that takes him to the year 2030. We showed love at the open of the show for Kobe Bryant. And to Kobe Bryant, he would have turned 44 years old Tuesday, August 23rd. Depending on where you live, that's either yesterday or it's still today. And then right before we went to break, we talked about Russell Wilson. We had a lot of callers, or we had one caller in particular last night who said that Russell Wilson is the most disrespected QB in the game. I had to go, not so much. He's good. He's very good. He's been one of the best over the past decade. Plenty of teams would love to have him. And despite that, and his new team and new head coach and new wide receivers, the Broncos, they should have a winning record, but it's going to be tough in the AFC West. If I had to look at the Raiders, who just every year you don't know what you're going to get. If I can look at the Bolts, the Chargers, every year you don't know what you're going to get, but I will assume that every year that Justin Herbert is around, they will become more of a stable organization and franchise. And then you have a team like the Chiefs, although Tyreek Hill is gone and they're still looking for stability. They're still looking for a defense that could stop somebody. They're still going to be a damn good team. And so that puts the Broncos in a space of, well, good luck trying to compete. Y'all are going to cannibalize each other. But I wouldn't be shocked if the Broncos did not make the playoffs. And that doesn't take anything away from Russell. He's probably still going to be one of the best QBs in the game. As we continue on with the show, I do want to talk to you about Aaron Judge and also Albert Pujols. These are two guys who are just, they're going for some records in two different ways. And so we'll get there, especially as Aaron Judge hit another home run tonight. He's making this too easy. Aaron Judge is like a man playing amongst boys right now. It makes zero sense. I want to get to some of your phone calls. We have quite a few people who have been waiting patiently and want to talk about Durant, want to talk about Russell Wilson. I'll get you on. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Richie's calling from Boston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Freddie, brother, how you doing? First time caller, long time listener. I would listen to you on weekends when I'm driving Uber, brother, up in Boston.
You listen to me in New York City on Saturday?
I'm sorry, JR. I'm sorry, brother. I love Freddie Coleman, too, man. I'm sorry, JR. Sorry about that,
You're mixing up the black guys?
Hey, man, I'm just supporting the brothers. Come on, man.
Well, let me tell you, Richie, on Saturdays, well, typically, and not this Saturday because I'm deciding to not work. But Saturdays, you can listen to me on WFAN in New York City, okay?
I got you, brother. I got Saturday. Sirius Radio. I'm all over the place,
yes, too, Saturday, man. Saturday afternoon. But what's on your mind?
I'm a longtime Boston sports fan. I'll be 60 years old in December, and I bleed Boston sports. I did not want Kevin Durant coming to the Boston Celtics, even though they were considered one of the front runners. Jaylen Brown's 25 years old. Kevin Durant is 34, soon to be 35. And I didn't like the attitude when you get everything you want in Brooklyn and then you want to shoot your way out of town. I didn't want that type of player. And plus, Jaylen Brown was our best player in the finals against Golden State. I don't know what the Boston Celtics management was talking about, if there was any truth to it.
Well, Kevin Durant is going to be 34. I don't want to age him by another
34.
Year.
34.
He's coming up on 34. No, I agree with you. Now, listen, do I hate him or win a championship? No, I don't. I ultimately eventually think that Brown one day will get flipped, but they'll be back out there and they'll be competitive. But I can understand not wanting Durant. It's basically, let's swing for the fences right now and hope for the best in winning a title. And if you keep Brown and Tatum together, you're taking the long approach. I can understand that.
I still don't understand the Boston Celtics philosophy, why Jaylen Brown's name keeps coming up in trade rumors. The guy gets better every year, Freddie.
Well, would you prefer Brown or Tatum in the long run?
I want them to stay together. You need
no.
To...
Well, I'm not asking you what you would ultimately prefer. If you were forced to make a decision for the long run, which one would you keep?
I would definitely keep Jason Tatum in the long run.
Well, that's why Brown is pretty much eligible. I mean, he's the guy. You can look at Tatum. He's not too shabby of a defender himself. He looks to be a more well-rounded offensive player. And, you know, we'll see. Is Brown going to emerge as on par with Tatum? It'd be nice to see, but we can only go ahead.
Yeah, only way I would give up Jaylen Brown is it's got to be for another all-star player.
Absolutely. And you would want to spread out the wealth, I believe, in getting him gone as well. So I can understand. But Richie, thank you so much for calling from Boston.
It. Thank you. And thank
no
you.
No doubt about it. Of course. Of course. Mike is calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how are you doing, Jer?
Very well, Mike. What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to call. I had one of the announcers or one of the radio hosts say that Russell Wilson probably will be MVP this year. And I can't see it. I can't see it. I mean, I think he only won one Super Bowl because Richard Sherman, and you know, he had the beast behind him.
They had a historic defense.
Oh, they had a historic defense, and they had the greatest, you know, one of the greatest running backs ever.
Exciting running back. I'd put him there. Yes.
And I'm from Chicago. So, you know, I'd like to see Green Bay lose, but that was a cheat, that throw, and you know what I'm talking about, where he threw up the pass and, you know, like Green Bay caught it, but they said that they didn't.
You wanted to call me up about sour grapes, or do you?
No, I just wanted to say that he's, you know, like, he's better than average, but he's not great.
Russell Wilson.
Yes.
Okay. Well, wouldn't you say that, better than average, if he's better than average, so name me some guys who are great. Help me out.
Well, I mean, you know, his predecessor, Peyton Manning, that went there and won the Super Bowl.
Well,
I mean,
yes, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all. Well, just name me some guys. Name them.
So
name me active guys. Name me active guys who are great.
The guy for the Chargers. Herbert. Herbert and
okay.
The guy for
okay, the Mike. Place. Okay, yeah. Mike. I'm sorry. Are you nervous? Or are you forgetting? Or do you know?
No, I do know. You know, I mean, it
plays for the Buccaneers, Mike.
The guy for Cincinnati.
Oh my god. Oh my god, Mike. Mike, I'm just letting you know. You can, Mike, call me back. I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but you know, these guys, these great guys, they have names. Oh damn. Was I a jerk, Shep?
No, anything but. I was almost beside myself that you can't even name Mike. I mean, you got Tom Brady, who's been in the league for 22 years.
But you can't. What you can't do is tell me that, you know, Russell Wilson.
Average.
Yeah, Russell Wilson is only above average. He's not great. And I go, okay, well, name me the great quarterbacks playing right now.
I couldn't name one.
You go, the guy in San Diego. Not in San Diego anymore.
Right.
And you go, oh, the guy in Cincinnati. And I'm like, okay, a Joe Burrow? I mean, all things considered, Joe Burrow is absolutely damn good, buddy. Has he been around long enough to quote-unquote be more reliable or better than Russell Wilson? Maybe not. Maybe this year he'll show it.
Does Mike realize, Jared, that Russell Wilson is undoubtedly a lock for the Hall of Fame?
I don't think so.
He is a lock, JR. And there may be five guys, maybe, in the NFL you can say that about at any position. Any.
Yeah, we can look at – we know Tom Brady. Well, no, there's more than that.
Well, 100% lock Brady, right? Rodgers, Vaughn.
Donald.
Absolutely. Yes.
Von Miller.
Right.
Yeah, Russell.
Is Julio Jones a lock?
I think he'll get in. Yes, I'd say so.
Okay, so maybe
I think if Julio, based on what things are, if Julio retired like right now, and God knows his legs may not have another, you know, well, right. I hope he plays.
Right. Fitzgerald he's not active as far as I'm concerned. Larry Fitzgerald is obviously a lock, no question.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson, he's a lock, but he's not active. I know he didn't retire, but he's not active.
Right.
It's tough. I mean, Gronk, he's not active anymore, obviously. He would be a lock.
Sure.
There's not many.
Yeah, you're right. I'm pretty sure we're leaving off some. Oh, Patrick Peterson. Well, no, maybe his suspension may kind of kick him.
Is Richard Sherman active? He's not retired. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Rich is going on. Rich is going in. Patrick Peterson is tricky now with the suspension, the drug suspension. Yeah, we're probably forgetting someone that people will yell at us about.
Okay, J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt, yeah, defenders.
He's a lock. There's not many. You can count him on two hands, basically, right now.
Nobody talks about Chandler. There's some other guys. But, no, we get it. Russell Wilson, without a shadow of a doubt, he's going into the Hall of Fame. I mean, outside of him just falling off the face of the earth, he's going in. And so is that disrespect? I guess it is. I'll put it to you this way, folks. Whether he is the super superstar of the team, whether he's the central point, the center of attention, you would sign up for what he's done in his career. You would take what he's given the Seahawks. Like, what the hell more do you want from a QB? What else can you ask for? He's playing every game. You go to every game with an opportunity to win. You don't get distractions. As much as he delivers boilerplate commentary, the guy just goes out, plays, and he wins. And he wins football games. And that's what you want. It's not a lot of those guys. They don't just grow on trees. Dave is calling from Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good evening, JR. How's it going, man?
Very well.
Good. Check this out.
What?
Russell Wilson, to me, he's a quiet professional. He lets his work speak for him. He lets the words of the naysayers, he feeds off of that and use that as motivation to win his games. And also, he let their words roll off water like water to a duck's back.
Okay.
And if his offensive line is real good, and if they could crack ribs and dislocate shoulders, they could keep him upright and he won't get sacked as much this year.
That's violent.
But, yeah, and then another quick comment before I leave.
Yes.
With big baby Ben Simmons, I wouldn't even put him in the and-one game because this guy's a total joke as a basketball player.
An and-one game? And-one as in like a basketball tournament from 20 years ago?
Yep. I wouldn't even put him in there.
Okay. All right.
Because he can't do nothing. Why pay him all that money and he can't do nothing?
Oh, Ben Simmons, come on now. Ben Simmons can't do anything?
Look, if he didn't let
here we go.
Whatever issues get in his way, he'd be the best at whatever he does.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dave, for calling from Alabama. Hey, Shep, can we connect Dave from Alabama? What's the gentleman that called? Was it Mike from Chicago?
It was indeed Mike from Chicago, yes. The guy who called from Chicago, in his words, yes.
Yeah, let's call Mike from – let's connect Mike from Chicago and Dave from Alabama. It seems like they could be fast friends, man.
We've had some rambunctious callers tonight.
Yeah, rambunctious, maybe not the word. Brian is calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Good evening.
What's up?
I was calling with the AFC West. I got two things, and I'll hang up and listen. One with the AFC West, the other with KD. But I think the biggest thing with the offensive lines – in the AFC West, kind of no one's talking about, no one likes to talk about, but I think Chiefs have the best O-line in the division. Chargers is probably top 10, and Broncos probably have middle of the line, and the Raiders have the worst. So if the O-line, you know, play for the Raiders and Broncos is bad, I said the division kind of gets interesting because Carr, you know, Russell Wilson can get hurt, but I see the division going Chiefs, Raiders, Broncos, Chargers, and then – if the Raiders
you're putting the Chargers at the choking stage again.
Yes, and I know that's interesting, but I just don't like the Chargers. I know everyone's high on Herbert, but look back at his last season. The wins they had barely won
a
lot of games. They couldn't win in overtime games either.
Oh,
and they have
some
injury prone players. And I watched as a Texans fan, it's very sad right now, but I did watch Davis Mills in the run game destroy the Chargers last week.
Well, yes, we know this, but what I can't allow you to do, and Justin Herbert can turn the ball over, like a lot of quarterbacks, especially young quarterbacks, but I would not lump him into one of the team's issues. The team would be hot trash if it wasn't for him.
No, absolutely. I know people are very high on him. I'm not knocking him, but the turnovers are issues. But, I mean, look at the highest turnovers quarterbacks there are right now. I mean, I'm pretty sure Bill's quarterback was very high up there. A lot of good Stafford was up there. He won a Super Bowl. So, you know, it depends on the team around you.
Yeah, it depends on the team around you. And for a guy who's only played 2 years, and thank you, Brian, for calling from Houston, and for a guy who wasn't supposed to start even in that first year until Tyrod Taylor got a needle in his lung, what more am I – listen, if I looked at a quarterback right now and said, I want that guy for my team, it'd be Justin Herbert. The dude looks like he is just going to stick around for 10 and 15 years just throwing rockets. This is what the hell he's doing in year one and two, throwing more yards than anybody in their first 2 years, throwing more touchdowns in their first 2 years. And sure, it's a passing league right now. We're in an era where I'm just throwing the rock all over the place. And yes, the numbers can be skewed in that regard, but he's doing it at a ridiculously efficient level. Sign me up for more Justin Herbert. I actually think that the Bolts can actually be good because of him. I think he can be a stabilizing force and factor. You got a new head coach and Staley, who's going to be around now for an extra year. They eventually just can't be hot garbage, right? Right? Can I cross my fingers for all of their defensive additions? Can I look at JC? Can I look at Khalil? Can I look at the guys that they brought in and say maybe, just maybe, things will work out? And then Derwin got paid. Derwin James. Feel like we missed out on this guy for 2 years. He's one of the best players, safeties in the game. I think the Bolts, the Chargers, they're going to be better. Let's put them that way. They can't blame Anthony Lynn for just stinking to join up and choking. Hey, they'll get it together. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We'll get to more of your calls. I'm going to talk about Aaron Judge. I can't call him a young player. He's in the prime of his life, prime of his career. And he's about to do some damage, potentially, to the record books. I'll explain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I've been listening to you maybe 10, 11 months, and I always appreciate you being poignant, intelligent, and exacting when you have to be.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Before I get back to the phone lines, before I talk to you about Aaron Judge and his just abuse of Major League Baseball pitching, I need to let you know about the Defensive Player of the Week. It's sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. And right now, especially for this week and tonight, I'm going to go ahead and say that gentleman's name is Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, shortstop for the New York Yankees. This man was pretty slick with the glove even tonight, helping turn a double play to keep the New York Mets off the base paths, flipping the glove, flipping the ball directly to a bare-handed Gleyber Torres, who flips it directly to Rizzo, double play turned, and ultimately tonight, the New York Yankees. They beat the New York Mets in the Subway Series for a second consecutive night, with the final score being 4-2 one more time. And Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, he might be good with the glove, but when it comes down to power, you don't have too much. One home run for the New York Yankees this season. One. Which makes it even more spectacular when you look at his teammate, Aaron Judge, who has 48 home runs this season. Kyle Schwarber has 34. He's right behind Judge at 34. Aaron Judge, more home runs in baseball than anybody, 48. More RBIs than anybody at 105. He drove in two tonight. A matter of fact, Aaron Judge hit his 48th home run tonight against the New York Mets. And yeah, it sounded like this on the Yankees radio network. Prepare yourselves for John Sterling.
Pitch hit in the air to deep left. It is high. It is far. There it is. Gone. Oh, what a Judgian blast. It went over the grandstand and way up in the bleachers. All rise. Here comes the Judge. Boy, I mean, he hit one out of sight in left field, and the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
And then he drove in another one, and the Yankees beat the Mets 4-2. A Judgian blast. Here comes the Judge. Okay. That's part of his shtick. He's been doing it forever. God bless him. I think Mr. Sterling is in his 80s right now. And so, hey, get it in while you can. And so now with another home run, Aaron Judge is on pace for about 62-63 home runs. This is something that most of us know. Roger Maris holds the American League record with 61 home runs in a season. And a lot of people consider Roger Maris and his 61 to be the true home run record, because all the other years, let's be real here, Barry Bonds hitting 73, he got a little bit of help, right? And Mark McGwire hitting 70, Sammy Sosa 60. These guys got a little bit of help. And so Is Aaron Judge going to turn around and smack 73? Probably not. But having said that, if Aaron Judge hits more than 61 home runs, there are a lot of people who will look at him and say, hey, he's the legitimate home run king right now. I know last night we talked about Albert Pujols and Pujols, what he might do. He's at the end of his career at 42 years old. I'm just hoping that he can get to 700 all time and maybe even pass Alex Rodriguez. He's three away from him at 696. It'd be great. And so you look at the two accomplishments and you go, wow, which is bigger? Is it Pujols hitting, potentially getting to 700 career, or is it Judge potentially going past Roger Maris at 61? It's tough. We talked about this even last night. You think about the guys who've gone out in Major League Baseball and have hit 700 home runs. You got the cheater, Barry Bonds. You got Babe Ruth. You have Hammer and Hank. It's tough. I'd love to see Judge come out and just get 61. And I just love it also for the fact that he's about to get paid. Shep, if he breaks this record, and granted, Roger Maris, we can call it the American League record for home runs at 61. We can ignore Barry Bonds, McGuire, and Sosa. But in a contract year, for him to have the greatest power season that we've seen since 61 and 61, what a way to break the bank, man.
You can't put it better than that, Jared. You talk about the pressure of playing in a contract year and completely betting on yourself. When they offered him generational type of money in public, which you have alluded to multiple times, and really Stanton, the guy that has the second most power on this team, he's been hurt. And so Judge really hasn't had a lot of protection around him, which makes it even more fascinating and incredible what he's doing this season.
Yeah, and you talk about Stanton. He's supposed to return to the New York Yankees on Thursday. And even Stanton, a few years ago in his MVP season, he hit 59 home runs. And so it's tough. We've had a lot of players in Major League Baseball history, you know, go into that 50 home run mark, whether it's a Jim Thomae, a Pete Alonso hit 53 in 2019, David Ortiz, Ken Griffey, Luis Gonzalez. We've had guys over the course of time get into 50. Man, but when you start hitting 60, that's rarefied air.
But JR, you said it, St. Louis and San Francisco and Chicago, they ain't having Judge be the record holder. They have their own record holder in the form of Sosa, Bonds, and McGuire. And St. Louis to this day reveres Mark McGuire, and you and I both know that.
Well, who no offense, but who cares?
That's fair. But I mean, JR, like, we're very New England based and very New York based a lot of times in the landscape of sports media. St. Louis might be the best place to play baseball.
That doesn't have a that might be correct.
Right.
That doesn't have a damn thing to do with guys who use drugs. That's my point.
Yeah.
I don't care how much
they think differently, and you and I both know that, though.
It doesn't have a damn thing to do with being a New York based. I split time between New York and Georgia. I bounce around. It's not about where you're based. It's about, hey, were you using or were you not using? And when you have Mark McGuire caught up in a steroid scandal and you're at the top of the record books, I'm sorry, it's stained. When you have Barry Bonds, his career, unfortunately, and these guys didn't need it, Barry Bonds, his career, stained. Sammy Sosa, all of a sudden, oh, it's like, hey, well, I don't speak English. I can't talk about it anymore. Stained. What are we supposed to do? I don't care if you playing baseball in Timbuktu, San Francisco, Chicago, St. Louis. You could be playing for nobody in Tampa Bay. Like, Roger Maris got the number. That's it. That's how I look at it. It's 61. And so if Aaron Judge goes out there and he hits 62 or 63, until I know for certain otherwise, I'm going to look at Aaron Judge and I'm going to say, damn it, this man's a home run king. Tell me he's dirty 20 years from now. Tell me he's dirty 30 years from now. I don't think so. No, I don't think anyone has evidence or reason to believe so. Can you believe everything? Hell no. But if Aaron Judge hits 62 or 63, I'm going to go for it. It's no different than I pretty much look at Barry Bonds hitting 762, and I'm like, man, you ain't Hammering Hank. You ain't it. You might be it in the record books, but Hammering Hank was out there cranking it, man. And he never went out there and hit more than, I don't think he got past 50. I think he maxed in the mid-40s, mid to late 40s.
That's a great call. You know what's amazing, JR? You really have to think about this. It's now, I'm sure you already know this. You know it's going to be anniversary 61, where 61 was hit in 1961? Is that crazy?
Yeah, that was the whole premise of the film and everything else.
Right. No, but it's the 61st anniversary, like now. Like, it's the 61st year since it's been 61 homers in 1961. There's a lot of 61s going around, which just puts into perspective how unique and great it is to amass that total when you consider you had to have been in at least your mid to late 60s just to remember at the very youngest when Roger Maris accomplished that feat, surpassing Babe Ruth, when I think he did it in 1927 or 1930-something.
Yes. 20. Yep, 27.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Look, I want to see Judge do it. I have no idea what Barry Bonds would have done at the end of his career if he didn't get assistance. I have no idea what Mark McGwire would have done and Sammy. And I have no idea. Nobody does. And they have those records. They sit atop. I still kind of shrug and roll my eyes at it. And good luck to Aaron Judge. I'd love to see him do it. I'd love to see him hit 62 and 63. And I'd love not to hear a damn story about it later on. Not a shadow of a doubt. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take your calls before we roll out of here. Durant and Wilson and Judge, we got you covered.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What you have, you can't even put a price on it, is you have a platform, and you always handle your platform with responsibility. And for that, I look up to you, and I respect you, and I appreciate you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. We've talked about a lot tonight. Just talked about Aaron Judge as he went out there and hit his 48th home run. 48. You want to tell me that this man is not going to pass or hit Roger Maris at 61? I'd love to see it. We've talked about Kobe. August 23rd, Kobe Bryant was born in 1978. We showed love to Kobe on what would have been his 44th birthday. Talked about Nick Saban and his contract, the return of Kevin Durant, rescinding his trade request. He's going to be sticking around in Brooklyn with both Kyrie Irving and Ben Simmons. And then we talked about the AFC West and Russell Wilson. What does he bring to the Broncos? And what does that division look like? It's going to be tough. They're going to beat the living hell out of each other. But in year one with the Broncos, yeah, is Russell going to have a good season? I would think so. Is it going to be enough for the entire team to have the ultimate success, get to the playoffs? I'm not so sure. They're going to beat each other up. There's no guarantees, but if I had to look at one team that I think would not win that division, I would say it's the Broncos, even though they might finish still with a winning record. The only time that Russell Wilson hasn't had a winning record in his career was last season when he went hurt. Actually missed two games, something that he also has never done in his career. So I want to get some of your calls in before I am forced to roll out. The number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Amy Lawrence will come through at the top of the hour. Tony is calling from Massachusetts.
Oh, man, JR, man. I love your show, man. Sometimes, man, I think these callers, man, I don't know what they're watching. They must be, like, watching the players and games and, like, Doctor Strange multi-universe, man, with different outcomes. Because I'm going to hit real quick. Katie, this dude was talking about, he put him in the same thing as LeBron. I don't even understand that. LeBron was dragging teams with people from the schoolyard. And he said something about Bill Russell. Like, Bill Russell was drafted, and he, what do you mean he chose to stay? That was his team. And Russell Wilson, I don't know what that dude was talking about. He's all right. He ain't great. You know, whatever that case may be, he's doing interceptions. Everybody in America, I still can't watch that game. Everybody knew in America that ball should have went to Marshawn. That was Pete Carroll. He's a blockhead. Did I hit everything? I think I hit everything. Oh, and the Yankees about to get punked because they need to write that check for Judge because that's what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, they are screwed big time. Hey, Tony, you're batting 1,000, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Tony, for calling from Massachusetts. Yeah, he's batting like Aaron Judge right now. Yeah. Yeah, the Yankees, worst-case scenario is taking place for them. They're going to have to write a big check. And Yankee fans will be they're going to be pissed to I don't know where if he doesn't return. They really will. Rodney's calling from Dallas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
The first thing I got to say is Aaron Judge is coming to the Houston Astros. That's
what,
one thing I got to say.
Well, you're joking, right?
He might.
Aaron Judge is going to go to the Astros?
Watch it. They already stole one of our pitchers.
What is he going to be? Like the new Kevin Durant? Is this what this is?
No. We already got a good team in Houston.
Okay. And so the man who feels that he was robbed of an MVP and a team that potentially helped cheat them out of a championship, he's going to go there.
You know, okay, you can say we cheated. Yeah, I give you that. I heard the banking and all that stuff. I give you that.
Okay.
But my real point is,
I don't know if I want to hear it, but go ahead.
The real point is my Raiders, because everybody's talking down on the Raiders for no reason.
Really?
You not?
What happened to him? Is it everybody or me?
Derek Carr is the fourth quarterback in that league in that division.
No, well, I asked you a question. Who's talking bad about the Raiders? Is it everybody or me? Am I everybody? What are you talking about?
Okay. You did talk some good stuff about the Raiders, but
oh my God. Hey, Rodney, I need a drink.
So is the Chargers?
Oh my God, I need a drink. What time is it? I got 3 more minutes, but I'm not gonna. Mark is calling from Dallas. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, Mark's now. Okay, well, Robert calling from Charlotte. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on?
How are you, Rob? Go ahead.
I'm excellent as usual. Wilson's going to have a spectacular year. This is going to be the first year that he's not running for his life. Denver's offensive line is good. They got good receivers. They got a good defense. So I look for him to be spectacular. And I watched some of that Yankee game tonight. You know, the thing that's really impressive about Judge is the way that he adjusted tonight to the way he was being pitched. So he's not just a home run hitter. This guy is a thinking man. And he hit
Correct.
That home run. Yeah, he had got him on that same pitch. It was a slider on the outside. The next time you look at it, he took out an opposite field. Then he hit that single right back up the middle. So, I think he's going to get the record. I'm really impressed with what he's doing, but the Braves are going to be repeat champions this year.
We'll see what happens with the Braves. They certainly have to continue to battle it out with the New York Mets, who obviously lost to the Yankees, and I'm glad that you brought that up. Aaron Judge is not just a let-me-jack-the-ball-out-of-the-park type guy. He's not one of these new-age ball players who has a average of, I don't know, 215, a million home runs, and a million strikeouts. When he came up to the Yankees, strikeouts were definitely a problem. But Aaron Judge is a complete baseball player. He's not some jacked up, gigantic human being just hitting him out the park. He can hit a single. I know it sounds crazy. He can hit a single as well as he can hit a double, or actually hit the ball 450 feet out of the park. He's your MVP. I know Ohtani is a freak, and Ohtani is someone that people pay attention to. Aaron Judge is going to win MVP. Aaron Judge is going to get paid. And the Yankees are going to be very upset when they have to write that check. Too bad. And he's also a great guy. He's great with the fans. He's great in the stadium. You don't hear a damn thing about Aaron Judge in New York City at all, except for what he does out on the field. And it's absolutely amazing. Let's see if the Yankees can give him a little bit of help as they try to compete in the playoffs. The Yankees got some major holes on the roster despite having the best record for the majority of the season. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. But we're coming to a close. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Shep, thank you so much for another amazing night.
Thank you, JR.
No doubt about it. And we'll be back tomorrow, okay? We got a lot to get into. A new top six list. And you know what? Speaking of Aaron Judge, we're going to talk about just some of the biggest names and faces in baseball right now. We'll get there. But don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. The JR Sport Brief Show is a wrap. But Amy Lawrence, she is coming up next. You need to stay tuned. Have a good night and be safe.